Well, this morning in our senior spotlight, we're going to tackle a very difficult topic, driving as you get older. And we've turned to Mr. Anthony Cirillo from, he's the aging expert. And this is a really important topic because this is something that my mother-in-law went through and also my mother is going through. When do I tell them they cannot drive because they're getting older? So just tell me about the statistics of that.
Well, statistically, you know, there are a lot of seniors on the road that could be driving and others that aren't, but there's an equal number of teenagers who are texting and driving.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have to, I don't have exact numbers of how many people have dementia that are driving or things like that, but it is an emotionally charged issue.
It's emotion. This is a very emotionally charged issue.
Because cars mean different things to different people, right?
Okay.
And this is a way you tackle the issue at the same time. So some of it, it's a way to get around. For others, it's status, right, and identity. And others, it's spontaneity and freedom. If you want a great example of this, there's a thing going around the internet right now. It's called Holiday to Remember by Chevrolet. Watch this video, because if you see it, it's about a woman and a car, an old car, and when getting in and what happens. It gets to all these points. It gets to exactly what those that car means to her.
Wow.
And how she came alive by getting back in that car.
So how can I tell if someone is actually having problems?
Right. So this is the time of year, of course, when a lot of people visit a loved one, maybe haven't seen them in a while. So that's when you can do a ride along, right, with them. So you're looking for obvious things. Like if somebody, you know, is riding the brake, it's different than confusing the brake with the gas pedal.
Gotcha.
So then you look for things like, are they struggling to change lanes, problems turning, driving too fast or too slow, people honking their horns,
yes,
hitting curbs, you know, not following signals.
Yes.
My mother started hitting trash cans.
Oh, really?
You know. But you'll also know that older adults will self-correct. And my mother was a great example of this. At the end, she started taking all right turns anywhere she went.
So my mother-in-law, what she was doing was she was getting into car accidents and just those little bit of accidents. And then she was getting scared and would get nervous if she's going over like bridges and things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Once you anything like that happens.
Yes.
I mean, I had my car got hit in a parking lot and I wasn't even in the car, but you're still like,
yes,
now I'm afraid to drive this car again.
Exactly.
So it happens to all of us, but it only takes one incident to make you a little more skittish. There is a group of research in Australia are trying to put a actual device in cars to do some research, but it's not going to be ready till 2025. That's one of the reasons I wanted to come back in, because that's a little bit different twist than what we've seen before. So that's something that in the future we may be actually able to objectively measure somebody who has dementia and their driving capabilities. Right now it's kind of a, not to use this, but hit or miss.
Hit or miss, exactly.
Exactly, type of proposition.
Okay, how can we start this conversation about, okay, taking away your freedom to go ahead and drive?
Right. So first of all, you don't want to do it in a crisis situation. I don't want one, you know, you look for an opening. You're watching the traffic report and there's an accident. It's a great segue to say, hey, mom, you don't go out and drive, you know, during these conditions, do you? Or, you know, something happens on one of the big interstates. Mom, you're trying to avoid the interstates now, that kind of thing. But it also gets to back to the original premise. So if the car means something to them about getting around, then find alternate transportation options, whether it's Uber or other transportations. If it just means freedom and spontaneity, to say, hey, mom, let's get in the car and go somewhere. And if it's status and identity, which gets back to that Chevrolet thing again, just keep the car outside and have somebody, so she maintains the car, but have somebody drive the car for here and there. So that's ways of easing in. You always want to help people maintain their independence.
Gotcha.
But that could mean modifications, avoid the interstate, avoid driving at night, those types of things. But in the meantime, if you can help them ease into it with some of these other strategies, that might be a way to go.
Okay, where can we get more information? This is great.
TheAgingExperience.com always is where we have all of our information. All these segments are posted as well.
This is some great information. Thank you very much, Anthony.
Yep.